When Comedians Attack. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Michael Richards has now apologized on David Letterman for his outburst at the Laugh Factory. The apology was arranged by Jerry Seinfeld, sort of the James Baker III of comedy, on the grounds that Richards' routine was obscene, offensive, unfunny, and just didn't work. Imagine a comedian being obscene, offensive, and unfunny. Jerry's going to be very busy, and Letterman's going to need a longer show. You know what the real problem is here, though? Americans taping stuff they shouldn't. You people with your video cameras, stick to police beatings, okay? In the meantime, a message to Michael. Next time you need to put a heckler in his place, slap on a mustache and pretend to be from Kazakhstan. Then you can do anything. The other thing that's turned out to be too offensive and obscene for American standards is the OJ special. Who would have thought? The old saying goes, no one ever lost money underestimating the taste of the American people. But the people wouldn't even get a chance at this one. The idea of running a thinly disguised murder confession for profit created an effect so strong that it made even the moral compasses of media executives point south, forcing Rupert Murdoch himself to order Fox to pull the plug. Of course, the show and the book, embargoed though they may be, still exist, which means they will show up under some title somewhere. Because the people own the media now. We tape what we want, we watch what we watch it when we want, and we watch it however many times we want. There's nobody to protect us from our own curiosity anymore. Unless our parents get way better at making up passwords. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.